Let's start with the photograph of the cover. What do you see?
The Pic de Midi Astronomical Observatory, photographed on a splendid starry night. It's 2,877 meters above sea level in the Pyrenees Mountains and is a registered International Dark Sky Reserve.
What cities are near the Pic de Midi?
The largest is the French city of Toulouse, home to famous aerospace industries. In Toulouse, there's a large theme park called City of Space, an important center of astronomical dissemination that in 2008 will host the Congress of the International Planetarium Society.
Well, here's an interesting article discussing 3D planetaria.
Ah, yes, it describes a study done at the Bristol Planetarium in England with adult audiences. They found that their test audiences enjoyed their 3D experience and expressed an interest in learning more about astronomy. They conclude that 3D capabilities appear to be another opportunity to attract audiences who are not already interested in science and astronomy.
Do you remember the other night when we were looking at the moon? I asked you the name of that large crater. Look, here's an article about how the moon's craters were named.
Well, this is very interesting. A French planetarian talks about how many of the names assigned to the craters of our satellite are those of famous personalities. Reviewing these names is a bit like retracing the history of astronomy.
How many people have been given the honor of having their name become a part of the lunar surface?
Well, the author says that 1,616 craters have been named, with derivations from many countries. Germany and the United States are the most represented, followed by France, Great Britain, Italy, and Greece.
So, are only the names of astronomers used?
Not at all. Craters have also been named for physicists, philosophers, naturalists, doctors, writers, and artists. Can you think of an event during which all these craters disappear from sight for a short time?
Well, it would happen at new moon, since our satellite cannot be seen at that time.
True, but I was thinking about when the moon becomes completely black because it covers the sun. It's described in another article of the magazine. Ah, right here.
So you're talking about the upcoming total solar eclipse. We'll have to get the special eclipse glasses so we can protect our eyes from the intense sunlight.
Yes, and there are other ways to follow the event, such as using the pinhole projection method. They are described here in the Planetarian.
Wow, so many interesting articles.
Perhaps the most special is about a stamp dedicated to the eclipse of August 21st, 2017, shown here on page 76 of the magazine.
What's so special about it?
Well, when you touch the stamp, due to the warmth of your finger, it changes its appearance. When it's cool, you see the photograph of the black disk of the sun, taken in Libya during an eclipse in 2006. While if you touch the image, you turn it into a photograph of the full moon.